with an eye level gaze. And it starts from the bottom up. It starts with the yisayid of offer that a person has created from earth, which is kaved, which is heavy, which holds a person down. That's atzlus. That's why the chiddush of the Ali Shor is that the first and primary midah that a person has to work on is atzlus. Because atzlus is the polar opposite of kshaychus teruchnis. As much as the damage of atzlus perhaps is less than other bad midas, but mitzad the relationship with a ruchnis world, atzlus is the, it's not the worst. It's atzlus means you have to completely disconnected from a world of ruchnis, you're completely shakua, and you're completely under the shlita of the offer that you created from. We spoke at length about that. Once a person, we'll call it, gets out of bed, and a person fights the atlas, and a person gets up, and a person fights the kvedus, so he's a step out of the gashmis, he's a step towards ruchnius. He's a step towards at peace with ruchnius. It means, in the battle, if we started off the Ali Shor at the beginning of the year, describing the struggle between the guf and the neshama, where the guf's pulling one way, and the neshama's pulling the other way, and we're looking to get to Simcha, Mishenichas Adam, Marvav Simcha. And the first line of the Ali Shor in this chelik was Smach Bochu V'Yal Dasach. He's trying to get to Simcha. What's Simcha mean? Simcha doesn't mean a mood, like the Ali Shor said. Simcha doesn't mean all types of cosmetic and superficial things that cause a person to have Simcha. Simcha is a state of harmony. The Maral writes in all the places that Simcha is Shlemos. What is that Shlemos? Shlemos doesn't mean perfection. Shlemus means harmony, that everything's working together. From the word shalom, the different parts of me are working in harmony, the different parts of me are working in peace. That's the yisayid of simcha. Simcha comes from some sort of harmony, some sort of balance, some sort of lowering the huge conflict between the neshama and the guf. That's the yisayid of simcha, that's the yisayid of shlemus, that's the yisayid of smach bochur b'yaldu zecha. So if a person starts off at the polar end with the offer pulling him down, and he stays atzlus, so that's the victory of the guf of the neshama. As we get closer, we person gets out of bed, quote unquote, a person fights the offer, a person fights the atzlus. So he's not totally dominated by gashmius. So he's a step closer to the world of ruchnius. But then he gets into the second challenge, which we spoke about on the last few weeks, which is pleasure, hano, physical pleasure, which is, okay, the guy's out of bed and okay, he's active. But at the end of the day, what defines him is where his sense of pleasure comes from. We spoke about Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, picked up his 10 fingers. We spoke about the union of shkius in the physical pleasure. So that's another step on the ladder. A person's climbing the ladder, sulam mutzav arza. The ladder's in the mud, it's in the ground. And a person's climbing the ladder. So the first step in climbing the ladder is to get on the ladder, to get out of bed. But then a person has to go ahead and, so the next level of grappling with the guf is the pleasure in the kuda, which we spoke about on Lent the last few weeks. We continue to climb the ladder now. In Perek Hamishi. Perek Hamishi is a huge chiddush of the Ali Shor. Soid ha'offer, kvedus ha'guf. The element of offer that a person comes from that causes heaviness. Tol dosoi, so what's the result of that? Atzlus, laziness. Rachik ruchnius. It keeps ruchnius at the arm's length. It keeps it distant from us. Soid hamayim, the secret, the element of water, which is the second kashmir's ingredient, that causes meshichas acharei tanugim shogov, that causes us to be drawn after pleasure. It means the aspect of water which we create of offer, ruach, mayim eish, the mayim part causes us to be drawn after kashmir's. By the way, anybody know why? Why does mayim have to do it with kashmir's like a typhus? So, the Maral speaks in many places about the fact that mayim is something which doesn't have a tsura. Mayim is something which doesn't have a shape. It means whatever you put it in will get the shape of the kli that you put it in, which means that mayim by nature doesn't have a tsura. Things which don't have a tsura are pure gashmias. Tsura means it has a shape of its own, it has a tachlis of its own, it has a form of its own, it has meaning of its own, it has direction of its own. Water doesn't have it. Water is a function of wherever you put it. What that means is that the yisoid of pure gashmius taivas themselves have no purpose. Now, it's a blind force that a person is drawn after. It's pleasure for pleasure's sake. But it doesn't have a tsura, it doesn't have a tachlis, it doesn't have a shape, it doesn't have a form. And that's why mayim, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, it's called min ha-mayim mishisur, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is drawn out of the water. Moshe Rabbeinu is the nesim, is mekabel atera. He has a tzura, tagash. Moshe Rabbeinu is above the mayim. He's drawn out from the water. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzura of the bria. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tachlis. Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll call it the literal translation of tzura. Moshe Rabbeinu is in shape, and the water is not in shape. That's the yisoid of taivus. Now we move on to number three. Number three, he says a huge chiddush. He says, Baruch Hashem, we're making a lot of progress in the last few weeks of the Al-Shrib. He means a wrap up of what we've done in the last month. We got out of Atzlos. Right? We took care of that. We took care of the Atzlos. Everyone's here. What's up now? The crack of dawn. This Jesus with all the energy. Azarnu, he said before, Azarnu Gvurali Chalitz Me Atzlos on page Kufay and Zayn. Hanoch Azokim Mitar Vavoida Machriya Samshicha. We got rid of all our Meshicha Matanugi Haguf because we got a Geshmak out of learning. Been a lot of progress the last few weeks, Ali Shur says. I would say that this paragraph that I just read is about 10 to 15 years. It means getting out of bed is about 5 to 6 to 7. If you make it, you know, if you don't make a business stage one of getting out of bed, then you know, you're done. And then you do get out of bed because your wife, Shver, boss, Rish Kirl, insists you do, but that's already a death march. You're just marching because they forced you to, but you're dead. And you're walking Ofer. Ofer can also walk, by the way. I show you, like I say, go down to Shtiblach every morning, somewhere between 8:30 and 10:30. And by 10:30, the Shamis are coming from Mincha already. But you can see Ofer moves. It's almost magic. Ofer that walks stands, talks even some of them. Some of them are talking already by that stage of the morning, not everybody. Some of them are still like in shock from the wake up, traumatic wake up. But the Ofer is able to get it. And then some people get a Gishmak and learning, they're able to get themselves out of this. Now we talk about Ata on a Magim, the Yisrael, the Ruach, he says a huge Chiddush over here, it's very, very deep. The third element that a person's created of is Ruach. Now, Ruach is Yeser Ruchani Mishnei Koedmov. Ruach, we'll call it the spirit or the Ruach, is more Ruchnius than Afar and Mayim, that's obvious. So, what bad thing could Yeser Ruach call? We'll call it ear. Who Yeser the Dvarm Betelem Asurim. Ruach is the Yeser for Dvarm Betelem. Now, here already, we're talking about a guy who fought Atlas, he got out of bed. He has control over his pleasure out of Gashmias, so he's not Shakur anymore in it. So he's ready to have a relationship with Ruchmias. What does Dvarim B'Telem have to do with anything? So he says something full teeth, it's Pachat Chodim. We're used that Dvarim B'Telem is, we'll call it a waste of time. Sometimes if you're Zeche, you get a Shtukur Mishmak of Lashon Hara involved. But waste of time. Dvarim B'Telem is a central issue. Those we understand that Atzlos is offer keeps you down. We understand that the Mayim keeps you Nimshach after the pleasure of Gashmias. What Dvarim B'Telem is an existential thing. Dvarim B'Telem is something Chashuv. Dvarim B'Telem is a major event. So he says, no, yeah. Gambi Hagien or the Ruchni is, even when we talk about spiritual things, which is Dibur, there's a Mahalach Yitzayim Mahalach Panuri. He says like this. He says something very, very deep. Shimon ben Yoimer. Kol yom ha'gadalti ben ha'chacham. It's the end of Perek Alvavas. Well, I'm a tzotzi of a guf toiv mishtika. All the years I grew up by the chachamim, and I found that the best thing is to be quiet. Zok the Maral, why? Says the Maral, a chiddush noiva, something very, very deep. Nefesh ha'metaberes hu koyach gufni. It's a nefesh ha'metaberes, part of the neshama, which talks, is at the end of the day, it's a physical thing. Shadibur koyach gufni. Dibur is a combination of intellect, we have to think what you say, and it's also a physical thing, it's your mouth. Therefore, it's better you should be quiet. Because when you're using your koyach of speaking, you can't think. He says a shocking thing. You can't do two things at once. If you're busy talking, you have only day to say something very interesting. is a thing called Sechel Ha'iyuni. Because the Sechel is the intellect which a person uses to be Ma'ayin, to think. To think about what? To think about Emes. If it's a Tosis, it's Shan Tosis. If it's your Tafkid in the world, it's what's my Tafkid. If it's about me, it's what am I doing? Emes. Sechel Ha'iyuni, the Mara calls it. He says that Sechel Hadabri Hu Koyach Gufni Hamenugid the Sechel Ha'iyuni. And he says, you'll find it that when you're using your Sechel Hadabri, when you're using the force of speaking, for example, many times you say things which are stupid, not plain, ridiculous, absurd. What is that? Because the Sechel Hadabri is more the guf than the neshama. Sechel Hayuni is the neshama. That's the, we spoke many times, Rashi says, Nasa Adam Bitzel Menu. Talmenu is the Tzalam Elokim is the Neshama, says Rashi, L'hovan ala haskel. It means the ability to understand is the Sechel Hayuni, that's the Neshama, that's the Ruchnius of the person. The Sechel Hadabri, that a guy plopples and talks all the time, talks. It looks like something intellectual is going on, but it's not. It's just your goof talking. I would add on to this. The famous Fasemnus of Rosh Hashanah says that the we find in Rosh Hashanah that the Kerl Shefer has a din of tefillah. The Gemara calls it a tefillah. In the bracha we say mazin kol. Shefer is a kol of tefillah. Yet it doesn't have any words. Very strange type of tefillah that there's no words, there's no text. It's just a voice coming from the inside. Says the Hilchos Fasemes, when you say words, your guf is involved already. Your lips have to move. You have to formulate the words. The call of the shofar is the call called Yankiv. It's the inner voice of the neshama, which doesn't have words. It's a Sechel Hayuni talking. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, when we want to bring out the pimius and the real, honest, authentic voice of a Yid, the call called Yankiv, we say it without words. Because words already means that I'm mixed in. Words already means I have my agenda. Words already means that I have my goof. So you have an unusual type of dibur that doesn't have any words at all. Says the Hedek Maral, Sechel Hayuni. Now, it's very interesting. What's Maral? What's Ali Shor using this Maral to explain? We understand that getting out of bed and not getting out of bed is a clash between my guf and my neshama. Agreed? We saw the neshama says, get up. No. You see what the neshama, by the way, speaks out? We learned it this week with the Bachram, that the tool that a person uses to fight atzlus is the neshama. To lie nafshali. Your neshama has the bread. So that we understand, that's a clash between guf and neshama. That's clear. The issue of taifis, we'll call it, or physical pleasure, is also a thing. Do you get ruchnius pleasure or gashmius pleasure? So everything that we're talking about is the clash, or the confrontation, or the challenge, or the struggle, with the guf and the neshama pulling two different ways. As you climb the ladder, things get much more complicated, much more subtle. Here already we're talking about, where's there a battle here between guf and neshama? Because you have the sechel hadabri with the sechel hayuni. The sechel hayuni is the ruchnius part of the sechel. The part that's mi'ayin, the part that's looking for the truth. Sechel Hadabri is a certain level of intellect that talks. Right? You can't talk if you're a zebra. So you need to have a certain sechel, but it's a sechel Hadabri. And he says, it's a murder kazach. So what's the chiddush of Ali Shor? Then when you sit and talk without thinking, it's first of all, your sechel hayuni is not working. You can't do two things at once. Shaki maral. It means if you're talking, you're not thinking. That is many writers to Kiyadua. But he's also saying something else. He's saying that talking without Sechel Hayuni at the end of the day is a Gashmi, is the Kazach. It's a Gozach. So if you're sunk into a lot of Sechel Hadabri, I'll give you a mashal, okay? Nobody should get insulted. Everybody knows that. Anything I say, a joke over here, I don't mean anything personal. I don't mean anybody personal. I mean everybody. A guy sitting in a dira, right? And is doing what's called tacking in the dira or dining up in the dira. It's two different verbs. Maybe one of the weeks I'll explain the difference between hacking and dining. But he's doing both at the same time. And it's going on for hours. Now, if you ask the guy, tell me, what are you talking about? He'll say, what do you mean? We're talking about things over here which could decide the fate of humanity. Nothing less than that. Nothing less than that. Important in Yana, we're discussing the dearest and what important views and deep thoughts are being said and expressed themselves over here at 2 o'clock in the morning. But most of them doesn't even know what we're talking about, what the topic they're talking about. They're saying anyway, Deus.
Fine.
So a guy looks at it as a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's going to be for a Seder tomorrow, you're going to be late. It could be a Chas V'Shalom, once in a blue moon, shifts into Lashon Hara and Rechilas a little bit. Seder. You know what Maral's saying? Maral's saying that if you went into a 4-hour conversation where you talked without thinking, that's like eating pizza for 4 hours. Now, if anyone would sit in the deer and eat pizza for 4 hours straight, nonstop, 4 hours, 4 hours eating pizza, yeah? So, anyone would say, you're ganz fein Megushimdik, right? You're Megushimdik, right? 4 hours nonstop, you're eating pizza, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, or 4 hours eating chalant. So, a guy would understand that the guy's very Megushimdik. But when a guy sits for 4 hours, we activate Seichel Hadabri without Seichel Ayuni. Nobody looks at it as a Kashmir versus Rukhaniyas. The Ral says not like that. The Ral says that's goof. That's a goof. It's not eating pizza, mamish. It's a notch above it. But it's an activation of the goof. And as far as the struggle and the challenge of connecting to a Kashmir, to a Rukhaniyas world, to get to that dargah of simcha, of the shlemus, of the harnessing, of finding some sort of bridge between Kashmir, and what it called, Seichel HaBedabri is a Kashmiristic activity. It doesn't look like, it looks intellectual. It looks like the guy saying things of Tom, but you're activating your guf. It's not your neshama. And if you don't take care of that inyan of, doesn't mean that you're never allowed to have a shmooze, you're never allowed to do Seichel HaDabri, it doesn't mean that. But again, it's the same, I use the same nusach they said last week. We spoke last week about Ali Shore writes about Kashmir. He said you should never have. He said, don't be shakur in it. That should be your whole life. That should be where you put yourself. That should be where you define yourself. It's the same thing when it comes to Seichel HaDabri. There are people who talk nonstop, by the way. Not people. Most people talk nonstop. The whole world's noisy. They're just talking. Most of it doesn't make any sense at all. And has no chance of making sense. Has no beginning, has no end. The Elam needs to understand what he's saying over here is, so why can't I do two things one day on the chab? Why do we all say I can't do Seichel HaDabri Seichel Yuni at one time? Here's the teeth guy. So the question is because you can't do two things at once. You're not multitasking. That's not what the Maral means. You know what the Maral means when he says you can't do Seichel HaDabri Seichel Yuni at the same time? He means to say because one's guf and one's neshama. That's why. And that's the clash. You can't do both at one time because either you're in pizza or you're learning a Rashba. You ever tried to do both? It's gamish. I mean, you could do it, but the Rashba looks like pizza. Okay? It looks like a pizza dicker Rashba. No such thing. A person can't do. You can't do guf and neshama. So what the Ral saying is, the guy can't multitask, you can't talk and think at the same time? Of course you can. What the Ral saying is, but the Seichel HaDabri and the Seichel HaYuni are two worlds. One's a function of the guf, and one's a function of the neshama. And you can't be in both worlds at the same time. So the next step in entering a Ruchniyas world and getting to the simcha of the balance between guf and neshama is you got out of bed, you have your taivas under control. And now the question is, your koyach ha-peh. We're getting closer and closer and closer because the peh, we know the koyach ha-dibur is the meeting point of the neshama with the guf, right? The koyach the ruach ha-malolo. That's where the guf and the neshama meet up. The guf and the neshama meet up in the koyach ha-dibur, like the Targum says. In that balance, who's the dominant? In the koyach ha-speech itself, there's an aspect of guf and there's an aspect of neshama. Which koyach ha-dibur is ikur? I want to end off with a moridik going, depressing going, by the way, but we'll balance it out, the simcha that the ilm is feeling, the outburst of simcha. The Moedik of Goyin, the Goyin is in Perek Aleph and Mishlei, Pasuk Chav Gimel. He also gives a different look at Dvorim B'Teilum, by the way. The Hatam. V'chol davar she'adam oisa, anything a person does, Nesim le'ruach mimaru. V'dach she'adam oisa le'elech molichem oisa, anything you want, the Eivish that gives you a ruach, he gives you a push. It helps you do, you want this, we'll help you. The Zer Ruach, and this spiritual Ruach, this Ruchinius Ruach, this force, you go on a certain Mahalach, so there's a Ruach Mimorum, which says, that the Yisrael of B'derech Sh'odam Roi, you want to do that, so we'll give you Seat Nishmai to do it. And once we give you the Seat Nishmai, the Seat Nishmai pushes you. And you get a Gishmak of it. You have a nachas ruach. If you do a big mitzvah, bar ruach, we mokum kodesh moed, comes down a very heiliger ruach. ומסעבה מועד למצווה ונהנה מועד מחמזה ממצווה. This ruach causes you to pleasure out of mitzvahs. Now watch what he says. V'yadua, he says, Dovid Noir is shocking. She mitzvah gdoyla mikol ha-mitzvahs yilimur ha-toyrah. Digress the mitzvahs toyrah. Ulehepach, what's the worst thing? Dvorm b'teilum v'letzon is sheheim hepach ha-toyrah. Dvorm b'teilum is the opposite of toyrah. Now watch. He meant it's the opposite because it's bittul toyrah. That's what he meant. That's what the guy meant. Not what he meant. V'lechein, he says a shocking zach. Yesh hanoa midvorm b'teilum v'letzonus yeser mikol averus. How the Goyin know this? The Goyin says that there's more pleasure from dvorim b'teilum than all the averus. You hear the Goyin? Af she'em b'zayil ma'az effect the Goyin akasha. Akasha, we've all been troubling all the years. There's nothing more geshmak than dvorim b'teilum. I said it, the Goyin says it. Effect the Goyin, I don't understand. What's the big geshmak? There's no ilm ma'az in it. And I said, Kasha the Goyin. Why does everyone have a geshmak? One of the great questions facing the Olam HaTorah for decades since we're around. Why do we have such a geshmak in Dvar B'Teilum? The Goyin says, Eimus Olam HaZeh, there's Olam HaZeh. It's not geshmak, it's not physical, nothing. Ach machma sheruach tumma gedoyla ad ma'oid. But since it's the opposite of Torah, so the Ruach HaTumah, which pushes Dvarim B'Teilum, is huge. The He Kemayin HaNaveh is like a spring that gives out, like Torah is. The Zeh Omer continues to go in and says, Halo Ein B'Zeh Olam HaZeh Klal, there's no Geshmak in it. Rak HaNoa He, you know what HaNoa Dvarim B'Teilum is? Machoshi Hefech HaTorah, because it's the opposite of Torah. That's all. That's the HaNoa. He aveira gedela v'ruach tuma v'chula 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 v'chula. What's shocking about this guy? If you ask a person, Dvarim B'Teilum is the worst aveira in the world. Come out of mitzvah. If you're doing Dvarim B'Teilum, so you're not doing anything else wrong. That's aleph. It's a sore ra. And it could be, like I said, in the process of Dvarim B'Teilum, you might solve some of the world's problems. I found that I've been witness to many hours of Dvarim B'Teilum, nothing came out of it, but you never know, there's a chance. Or maybe this Diva is going to be the one that's going to save Klal Yisrael, and the Shidduch issues, and the war in Ukraine, and all the future and past problems. They also fix past problems, by the way. You know, Dvarim B'Teilum was a Muri Digger Kreif, the both time. It was the past, present, future. The Goyin says, Ruach Tumah, it's the worst Avera. Avera Gerez Avera. What Ruach Tumah? Why would the Ruach Tumah even bother to waste its time with some stupidity in a Dira? Ruach Tumah has other things to do. Ruach Tumah is busy with Dvarim B'Teilum of a couple of yeshivas, a guy sitting and hacking a cup. That's Ruach Tumah. The Koichos HaRa added to it. And he says, yeah, I understand, because inside the person, the Koich HaDibro and the Seichel can go one way, the Koich go one way. And at the end of the day, what defines the person is Yeruch Mizikashmi is what do you talk about? What do you talk about? It's not about Bittul Torah, the mitzvah. It's not about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You don't say it's the hepach of Limud Torah, it's the hepach of Torah. There's a thing called Torah in the world. Is it called Dvarim B'Teilum? No. He's not saying that nobody ever in the world is going to discuss Dvarim B'Teilum. But the question is, are you drawn into it on a level of a Ruach HaTumah? That it, your mitzvah is that you're dovek in a mitzvah that's hepach of Torah. That's a different look on Dibor. This is already a very subtle approach to how much is a person involved in Ruchinius, how much is involved in Gashmir, how much is Dovak Takaraz Rochel. Once we understand that, so we're one step closer to the Simcha of Smach Bochor B'Yaldusach of Bishin Chazad and Marvin B'Sem.